Hey, you're listening to The Morning Show here on Raglan Community Radio. We've come now to the Supreme Adult, sponsored by Kiwi Designer Homes. Who won that? I want to introduce to you Susanna Giesen-Prince.
Hello, good morning, Whānau.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
So your outfit was two outfits.
Yes, it was a combo, yeah.
Yeah, how did you end up doing two outfits?
Well,
Many ideas?
No. I have been part of this of Raglan Artwear since I moved here in 2005. Mm. And I understand stage presence.
Yes.
So when I worked on my initial idea with fascination of wood, so I used discarded wood veneer, and I had all these grand ideas, but it's very brittle because it was very old. Mm. And so at the end, I needed to find something I my daughter is here from Sydney for the last half year, and she introduced me to all sorts of new techniques, like clues I had no idea existed, and so on and so on. So I came up, and I'm fascinated by Japan as well, so I came up with a kimono design, and I needed two to get the full impact, two people.
So Bexy was wearing the kimono design with the wood veneer features.
Yeah.
And then Anna had this basically a huge umbrella.
Yeah, and she had a black sort of a kimono design, just with a intricate obi. You know, I didn't go crazy because I didn't want to take away from the umbrella.
Yeah. What is the umbrella? The umbrella is an umbrella frame with pages from a book.
Yeah. Folded into fans. Yeah, so 600 pages.
600, that was going to be my next question. This is comparatively easy compared to your entry last time, which was about 1,000 buttons or something.
Yeah, 2,000 buttons.
2,000 buttons.
Your beautiful daughter.
Jordan modeled that one last time. Yeah,
it was amazing. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and it's funny because Bexy was my model when I won the Supreme Award, and I can't remember anymore. It could have been 2008 or somewhere there.
Okay.
So nearly 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And it was also a double because we had the Wind Warriors with a section, and so I had Cumulus and Nimbus.
Who were they?
That was Bexy.
Mythical characters? Or?
No. The, in 2000 and whatever, it was Wind Warriors.
Wind Warriors,
yeah.
Right, I'm just going to shift the mic a little bit that way.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
then we can, yeah.
Yeah, see each other.
Yeah, instead of facing the wall.
Yeah.
Now, I want to ask about the umbrella frame, because it looked like there was a basic umbrella in there, but you must have welded on some more structure
to it. It was... I had this umbrella to take to the dump for ages, and then I was really stuck in my design, and I thought I need something, a wow factor, and I made all these fans, not quite sure how to use them yet.
Oh, okay.
In the design. And then I suddenly, you know, when you are designing and stuck, and suddenly you have this vision. And so I raced out, got my umbrella out of my skip pile, and I had a pile of discarded irrigation pipe, and I just went like mad. Suddenly the ideas just popped into the head, how to do it and how to make a really strong frame to add my my fans. It was just like something coming out of the universe. Poof, it was there, and I was on the roll. Because, you know, sometimes you're stuck. I mean, I worked on it for 4 months. Our house has one section of the house which is multiple use, and sometimes it's a work room.
it's a work room, not a living room.
Yeah.
Probably, every 2 years.
Yeah, exactly.
For about 6 months.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was, that's certainly the scale of it and the effort and the, yeah, it's just, I mean, that's what I love about art to wear is the creativity that comes out. And there's something about it because it's not, it's not like a formalized move. Hasn't yet become a formalized movement. People feel free to just let their creativity flourish, and there's no rules.
Yeah, and I like this section. Avant-garde just gives you so much freedom.
Yeah, yeah.
Because before in Art Aware, we had always the sections were announced 2 or 3 months prior, and I said, but I start collecting, and ideas come in as soon as the show is finished.
Right, so have you got ideas for next time already?
No, I would...
Not this morning.
No, but I tell you what I have in the last... Not last time, because I couldn't find someone, but the time before twice, I worked with a young person. So I did something with Grace.
Yeah.
When she was just 10, and then when she was whatever she was, 12, 13, I taught her how to sew and so on. It was just a lovely thing to do. And I think, you know, I'm going on to 70, so I think I can maybe, I always already talk to mothers and say, you know, can I do something with your child? You know, have a combination.
Yeah.
I rather would, instead of actually presenting myself, I would love to give something to someone, you know, and help them along. I mean, like, I don't have children here.
In town, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's... Well, except your daughter was here for... Is it Kiki? Is that...
Kiki, yeah. Kiki is here from Sydney, and she's in performing, and she introduced me to an amazing glue. Super expensive, but it was the thing I needed, you know.
See, there's technical knowledge required as well, like how to put things together.
Yes, you try a lot, and yeah.
And so what did it... Was it like up to the last minute, just getting it ready just in time?
No. We had the exhibition of Flora and Fauna beforehand. No, it had to be all ready then.
Because you organised that exhibition.
Well, it's all, I'm involved in it.
You're involved, yeah. So, and this is not your first rodeo with the Art to Wear. This is not the first time.
No. I always say I won't do it anymore, and then the organisers say, will you do it? Have you made a plan?
Yeah.
You have to do it.
Well, we look forward to 2 years' time then. So people, if you weren't at the, I'm sure those of you who were there and enjoyed hearing a little bit about from Susanna about how she created it. But if you weren't there and you want to see it, the exhibition, take a second look at exhibition. That's already open, isn't it?
I would think they worked hard, and I put my costume up yesterday and helped a little bit. 10 o'clock today, you can go to offices open at the old school. The gallery is open till 2 o'clock. And Fano, don't forget, we need volunteers to do man the gallery. So it will be only during the office hours. So not on the weekends you can have a look.
Unless someone out there wants to volunteer to be there for the weekend.
Someone trusted would be great if they could open the gallery.
Yeah, because everyone's all volunteered out. All the Art to Wear volunteers have had a busy few weeks, and all the artists have...
Yeah, I'm a bit volunteered out.
So, because there's another exhibition, I think there's another exhibition that's starting at the Old School next week, isn't there?
The second look goes to the 17th, and then on the...
But not including Saturday and Sunday at this stage.
Yeah. And Matariki starts on the 20th.
Oh, yeah, okay. So a little bit of a swap
it's,
over there.
And it's all planned by Regular Natural. So that's good. I'm not involved. That's good. But I'm involved in a community art project on the 21st in the back. In the back at the clay shed, we decorate ceramic bunting pieces, and it's $20, and people get a cup of soup. And the bunting pieces we will install around the building, the new building.
Ceramic bunting.
Yeah, ceramic bunting. Yeah,
that sounds a bit dangerous. Bang your head on it.
No, it will be.
I need to see this now.
Yeah. Come along. And it's $10 for children and $20 for the for adults to participate. And we glaze it and then we put it up. So.
Okay. So as you guys can hear, Susanna's involved with heaps of the art stuff happening in our community. today. You're initially here to talk about your getting the grand prize at the Art to Wear. If someone's just tuned in, Susanna won the grand prize.
Yeah.
And the Take a Second Look exhibition is open. It was probably open yesterday, was it?
But No.
Oh, so this morning's the first time from 10 o'clock, the first time.
We brought the costumes around after the market. You know, there's the market, there's all sorts to consider, so much.
Is there anyone else's outfit that you're quite keen to check out and see?
Oh, all of them. The piano, my God, it's just amazing. The games, oh, it's just, I'm just blown away.
Yeah.
The
aluminium
the glove, can. The glove thing. I want to touch it. Oh, my God. It's just... I looked into the... the kaitiaki.
Kaitiaki tanga outfit.
Tanga. Yeah. Oh, it's just... I don't never say to die for. It is just outstanding. And it could go on any stage.
How do you feel about winning ahead of those outfits?
I'm at awe. Really, I had no expectations. I'm totally blown away. Really, so, but I think there's all these aspects of an outfit, and I mean the game on. And I think with the public choice, I think the glove and the games they were just a few votes apart. So I mean, we have two.
Have you heard that? That's what they're because I don't. I haven't heard the numbers. Yeah,
yeah.
I'm not surprised because when the Huggy Glovey came out, this is the one with all like 1,000 blue gloves, plastic gloves. People were laughing and like in delight.
Yeah, and
at that one,
the model was just amazing. My models were amazing. I want to say thank you to my amazing models.
Yeah, then the models are important. It's a big part of it.
Yeah,
it's
a big deal. And the Game On model was so delightful. I mean, she put on such a show.
Yeah, yeah. No, it was an awesome job. Awesome job by everyone.
And yeah, awesome, awesome. I don't feel, they're all winners in my book. Everybody taking part and having the guts to go on stage is a winner, really.
Yeah. And I just want to do a shout out first to the judges, just because that's the top of the list here. Lisa Thompson, Javier Miyade, and Penny Newman. And Javier is going to be in the studio at 9:30, so we can ask him how hard it was to make the decision. But also the crew, Liz Hosking, who's leading now, Jean Carbon, who led for 20 years the project, Jody Pinfolds, Anka Spry. Tell me if I've mispronounced anyone's name.
Yeah.
How do you say Irene's last name?
Irene Good.
Yeah. Mm. I think you guys are probably from the same
language. From Austria. But same European.
Yeah, close enough, yeah.
Yeah.
Alana Copson, Shona Butchart, and Christina Bianchi, and Christina supplied me all the information this morning. So those are the ones who did the hard work to get the event going. So shout out to all them.
And the lighting.
Oh, yeah, Raglan Light and Sound, Living Productions. Should we mention the sponsors? Why not? Lions, Julie Hanna, Raglan Food Co., Mark Frost, from Bailey's, Protec Plumbing, Extreme Waste, Kiwi Designer Homes, Holiday Park, and Marrick as well. Oh, also OTS Roofing, Community House. They helped out. Isobar, Old School Art Centre, of course, and Markey from Raglan Inc.